My father died in 1999 at the age of 96. Many times he told me a particular story he always swore was gospel truth, as he put it. Apparently, just prior to the First World War, my father had a close friend who suffered terribly with stuttering and stammering, so much so that he could hardly speak at all. The two young boys, as they then were, had heard of a so-called white witch, who lived alone in a remote cottage in the heart of the English countryside. They discovered the location of this cottage and decided to walk there and pay her a visit, unannounced, to see if she could cure the speech impediment. When they were about halfway there, my father muttered to himself, "I wonder if the old woman's in." As they approached the front gate of the garden, the door of the cottage sprang open. "Yes, the old woman is in," shouted old Mother Hearn, as she was known. She invited the two frightened boys in and made a pot of tea. Nervously sitting around the kitchen table sipping their hot tea, Mother Hearn announced that she had to go outside and would be back shortly. Thinking she had probably gone to gather herbs or maybe use her outside toilet, they waited, finished their tea, and waited. They were too afraid to leave the place without saying goodbye. Then after nearly an hour, Mother Hearn ran into the room and smartly threw a bucket of water over my father's friend. Odd therapy, but from that point in his life, the boy never stuttered or stammered again. A few years ago, I found the location where the long-since-demolished cottage used to stand. Situated on arable land, the farmer was burning corn stubble when I visited. As I chatted to him, the fire encroached across the land, burning to a cinder everything in its path. Everything, that is, except the neat rectangular area where old Mother Hearn's home once stood.